Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for Chamber's upcoming events, like our Business After Hours at the Conundrum on February 20th, go to DurangoBusiness.org. And if you're in the market for a puppy, Lisa Parker's Puppies. How are you, Lisa?
I'm great, Jack. Thanks for having me today.
Well, thank you for coming in, and congratulations again on being a nominee for Spirit of Durango. Very deserving.
Oh, we are very honored to be nominated. What a great group of people, and everybody was so deserving.
And before we went on the air, this is just so I can listen to my accolades. Did you have fun?
I had so much fun. I actually had a team of people there, and we all just found it very entertaining and also great connections and just reminders of what an amazing community we live in.
And my hair looks like a Q-tip now.
I was wondering if that actually happened. I knew that hat got passed.
We raised $949.25.
Amazing.
And I rounded up. So, great. You know, we'll do another. We'll have to do something, you know, raise money for Lisa Parker's Puppies.
Well, better you get your head shaved than me. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so funny, a little backstory, because I kept telling Ben, how long am I going to do this stupid comb over? And then when I thought of the thing at the awards event, shave my head or cut it real short, I went, this is how I'm going to do it.
Very good.
And I get it chopped again this week. So anyway.
Great.
So your business, how long have you been around?
So Lisa Parker's Puppies started 6 years ago almost.
Uh-huh.
It was in the spring of 2014.
Okay.
We were under the auspices of Dogster Spay Neuter Program.
Mm-hmm.
For the first year, and then we officially got our own nonprofit in August of 2015.
Okay.
So we've, you know, going on 5 and 6 years as anniversaries, sure, shall be stated.
So how did you come up with the idea? And it's a two-part question. And what differentiates you from other places you can adopt wonderful animals?
Great question. Well, I grew up here, so I've always seen the need for, you know, help with the animals, you know, south of here in the rural areas, education for spay neuter, and just to help take in animals.
Yeah.
I've always known that there's a need for, you know, putting them in people's homes too. Foster-based rescue,
right,
also called foster-centric, is kind of on the rise in this country. 100% need for humane societies and shelters because, boy, they do amazing work.
Right.
And our La Plata County Humane Society, unbelievable work that they do, local shelters to intake animals. You know, I can't intake all of them because,
right,
we're so small and we count on people's homes. So
so you're I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, okay.
Your business model, quote unquote, is you take in the puppy, get them to a foster family, then they raise them, train them until they're old enough to be adopted then? How does it work? Walk me through that.
Yeah, so we ideally have a foster lined up before we intake dogs. But
oh.
You can ask my employee, Allison. That doesn't always happen. Sometimes I just happen to drive to shelters south of here,
sure,
and get animals and scrambling a little bit on the way back.
Yeah.
But we have an amazing team of foster families, over 35 in the area.
Oh, wow.
So they are open their homes and their hearts. And we get them in and, you know, yeah, assess them mainly, see what they, mm-hmm, need. Every animal needs different time frames, different things.
Okay.
We have bare minimums of crate training in them, so they sleep in their crates, which is no magic trick. It's,
yeah,
just putting them in their crate and closing
crate
the
door. Crate train mini dogs, and it's wonderful when they learn, but it, mm-hmm, can be a little challenging.
Yeah, so I asked my foster families to do that. They need to learn to sit so they don't learn to jump.
Mm-hmm.
On people.
Four on the floor, yep.
Yep, basic manners. And then just assessing them also to know their energy levels, who they'd be a good match for. On average, our puppies stay in foster care from 2 to 3 weeks. Adults can be anywhere from 3 weeks to 3 months.
Okay, and then you have families that have reached out to you and say, I'm ready to adopt a dog or a puppy. Mm-hmm. When you get one, call me.
Yes, we have those. We have applications that are in waiting for dogs specifically from us because they appreciate our process and assessing. And maybe they have special needs like small children, mm-hmm, or lifestyles that just require you know, a fair assessment of who the dog is before it just gets placed in the home.
Right.
And, you know, one of the five freedoms of animals is to be able to display their personalities fairly, and they can't always do that in stressful environments, just like a human.
Right.
So when they get comfortable in a home after a week or so, we really get to see who they are.
It's so funny when you say it, because right now we have three dogs. Well, two now. One was my son's yellow lab, and was able to take him back down to Farmington. And so, but the voices in my head right now, and I'm like, well, Allie's as fast as she's the high energy German Shepherd. And then there's Finley, the chill, hey, I'm just going to lay here. He's a yellow lab that was a rescue. And anyway, I'm sorry I interrupted.
No,
but
you just
those
wouldn't
personalities
always see that.
Are so right.
Right. Yeah. And you just don't always get to see that right away. So, you know, it's fair to put them in a home and give them time. I always say, and so does our behaviorist, time is our gift.
Right.
And it's what we can give people. So.
And you help with the onboarding then to the family that's adopting?
Yes, 100%. We're very available.
Mm-hmm.
We do foster trainings. We give them all the behaviorist knowledge, all the knowledge we have. We're always there to answer a question, text messages with foster families and adopters post-adoption. Huge follow-up post-adoption. We don't just say, see you later. You know, when they adopt, we say, our relationship has now begun. We're here for you. We want to follow up to make it successful.
Okay.
I'm not looking to displace any dog in any home. I want it to be the right one.
And how do you pay for all this? I mean...
Another great question.
Yeah, I'm like, obviously nonprofit.
Right. I do like to, you know, remind everybody, you know, when people say, oh, what are you as compared to, a public shelter? You know, I don't even say like apples and oranges. It's more like bananas and bacon.
Okay.
We're just so different. There's not, it's not numbers. Because we're foster-centric, it's a smaller program that is very specifically trying to help with good matches.
Sure.
So we don't get a lot of national funding. We're not eligible for that.
Okay.
So we do depend on a lot of local support, and our members, adopters, local businesses have reached out. Been amazing. We've got, Alpine Bank, Durango Motor Company, Denise Elliott with State Farm, and Creature Comforts are organizational sponsors that have given back so much and continue to give. And, you know, it's big.
Sure. And you're a 501c3.
Correct.
So if anybody does want to donate, do you have the magical donate button on your website?
We've got them everywhere we can. Yes. Yeah.
And what is your website?
It is Lisa Parker's Puppies.
Uh-huh.
And so is our Facebook page. And there are donate buttons on both of those.
Okay.
And we have a guardian program that we call it our puppy guardian program, even though we do 40% adults too. You can guardian an adult.
Yeah.
That you can do monthly donations, and those are what are sustainable and save lives and help pay for this foster.
So you can
care.
Have an ongoing donate $10 or $500,
whatever
every month. And you just can hit the credit card, debit card, and that money comes in, which is probably very wonderful. As I've learned with actually the Boys and Girls Club, I said that those, no matter how big or small, is money we can rely on every month.
It is. It's the most sustainable thing that nonprofits can do. And for people, it's great. Do it once, forget about it. You know, sans that one coffee a month or one cocktail or whatever, and it helps save lives. So it's huge.
You know, every time as I'm looking at my Durango Joe mug, Joe used to be on my board, and he said, "Would people quit saying one coffee a month?" And so
I started saying
beer.
We love Joe.
I started saying beer, right?
Yeah, that beer is more. Go get the coffee.
Now, do you ever need more foster families?
Always.
Always, okay.
Yes, we are always looking for foster families because we do obviously rotate. There are fosters out there that want to foster all the time.
Yeah.
Thank you, all of those people.
Yes.
But we do need to rotate and give people time off, including myself.
Mm-hmm.
Thank my husband for that.
But
yes, we do need more foster families. And we provide not only all that behavioral and help, but everything is paid for. You know, a lot of people think, do I buy the food? Do I have to pay for the vet? No way.
Uh-huh.
We got you covered and we've got your back. We give you every tool to make you successful. And who doesn't want a snuggly dog or puppy for a few weeks? And you'll save a life.
And the other part, how many of those then fall in love with a dog and say, I want to keep it?
The foster fail, we call that.
Yes.
It does happen.
Foster fail, I like that.
It does happen.
Yeah.
But a lot of my fosters, even that have failed and adopted, then, you know, once that dog is taught mm-hmm. and raised and older and has all of its vaccines, will foster again.
Okay. It's interesting. My wife raised two guide dogs for the blind.
Oh, nice.
And they both actually went on to work. And then we ended up getting Carlo back. He retired after 7 years, and we were friends with the guy that had him. He was blind down in Arizona, and he said, you know what? I'm moving back east. I'm going to live with my daughter. I don't need Carlo. And they call and say, do you want him back? And we took him back, awesome. And it was so neat to have him. But again, I'll never forget, it's like watching your child go off to college. Yeah. You want to raise him. You want him to be society, good in society, all those things. Just like the dog or the puppy, mm-hmm. you want him to be successful and move on.
And that's, you know, a huge part. A lot of people will tell me, oh, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, which is really self-limiting. You know, take a step back and really think about that, because we don't want to limit ourselves and be selfish and say, I can't do it because of my heart. We also have training to help with that, to say goodbye and to move them on. And the great part about Lisa Parker's puppies is that you get to stay in touch.
Yeah.
A lot of our fosters babysit or daycare or watch their foster dogs, and they watch them grow up and they get pictures. We get pictures all the time, and I've passed them on to the foster and say, look at how good Penny's doing, isn't this? And they go, oh, I could do this again.
Yep. Because you see the success, and I'm sure you in the fine print there's visitation rights.
Absolutely. And you save a life, you know, you make that difference in that one animal's life so much. So it's huge.
What an incredible program you offer.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to talk to my wife. Maybe we should become a foster.
We're all about it.
Just like we need another. Anyway, we'll talk off air. But no, now if somebody does want to get involved, they just reach out to lisaparkerspuppies.org.
.com. And we .com. Have, you know, our phone number is all over the internet. It's pretty easy to find. When people say, where's your email? Where's your phone number? Pretty easy to find. It is on our website and on the Facebook page. And yes, just a call, a text, an email, and we get back to you. There are only two of us running this program. So sometimes it takes us a little bit, but we are very interested in getting people on board.
And by the way, I'm going to give a shout out to Allison, because I knew her when she was at Sunshine Gardens. Love her.
She's
amazing.
She
was so awesome when she helped me with things with my mom over there. So,
Allison McKee. Couldn't. She's my right hand. I can't imagine life without her.
Yeah. She's and you guys are on North Main as well.
We do. We have a, you know, storefront, quote unquote, now. So we don't have a place where we hold the animals overnight, but we do classes there, because we do offer follow-up classes to our adopters. We do our intakes. We've got bathing and kennels. We also do meet and greets and adoptions.
Oh, cool.
And then it is our office area. You know, in the future, LPP is looking for a space of our own because we would like to be able to offer daycare, which would also make us self-sustainable, more self-sustainable in the world of finances. And then to have a place to safely house animals that are emergency intakes. You know, they do happen.
Right.
And they end up at my house sometimes, or at Allison's, or, you know, our behaviorist, Kimberly Kincaid. So we do need a space like that. But right now what we have is this office space. So in the future, we'll be looking for something bigger where, you know, I still will remain foster based, but we need, you know, a place for maybe a health quarantine for a couple of days to be able to hold these animals. So moving and grooving and looking forward.
You're kind of across from Birds, if I remember right.
Yep. In the, where all that new construction's going on.
Right.
And, happy to be on North Main. It's such an up-and-coming place and getting some great new spots up there.
No, it definitely is. A lot of, I guess, redevelopment. Okay, so Lisa Parker's Puppies on, you said, website.com, Facebook. You're all over everywhere.
Instagram.
If
people
are interested, obviously they can get a hold of you through all your social media platforms and everything. You can donate. What am I forgetting? We got about 30 seconds.
So we have Paws for Celebration. That's our biggest fundraiser of the year, coming up February 27th. It is at the Wild Horse Saloon from 5:30 to 8:30. Tickets are also available through our website. And it is our biggest fundraiser, and we do need everybody to come out and enjoy. It's a silent auction. We've got the Lisa Blue Trio playing there.
Oh, nice.
Some wonderful sponsors that have helped us with that, and we are super excited. So,
and that's, again, February 27th at the Wild Horse.
At the Wild Horse Saloon. Great spot. Beautiful.
And you get tickets?
Venue. Yep, tickets, or you can buy tickets at the door.
Awesome.
Love to have everybody.
All right. Well, that went quick.
Yeah.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you. I just think it's so neat. Appreciate the Chamber of Commerce, too.
Well, thank you for, you know, being a member, and thank you for thanking me, and thank you for all that fun stuff. And again, check it all out. Lisa Parker's Puppies. Mark your calendar for February 27th down at the Wild Horse. Will you come back?
You bet.
With a puppy?
Yes, this time with a puppy.
All right. We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.